You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, we're calling for prayer for the victims of the weekend shootings. That story right after this short message.
Your voice, beliefs, and freedoms are under attack. In his newest book, God and Cancel Culture, best-selling author Stephen E. Strang takes political correctness, self-censorship, and cancel culture head-on, so that you can stand strong in a world that aims to take out you and all that you hold dear, replacing it with a secular, woke gospel and silencing the word of God. Stand strong before it's too late and get your copy of God and Cancel Culture today at mycharismashop.com.
Over the weekend, two mass shootings took place. On Saturday, May 14th, a gunman wearing military gear opened fire in a crowded Buffalo, New York supermarket while live-streaming the massacre. Authorities have described it as an act of racially motivated violent extremism. The gunman killed 10 people before the police convinced him to surrender instead of taking his own life. It's reported that the 18-year-old assailant was from 200 miles away and traveled to the grocery store specifically to carry out his crime. On Sunday, May 15th, an Orange County, California church was the tragic scene of another deadly attack. One person was killed and four others were critically wounded. Officials described the suspect as an Asian male in his 60s, but so far haven't divulged any motive. The shooting happened inside the Geneva Presbyterian Church, and the police received the emergency call at 1:26 p.m. Pacific Time. During a press conference, Orange County Undersheriff Jack Hollick said that the churchgoers displayed exceptional heroism and bravery during the incident, and that without their quick actions, there could have been more casualties. He added that the churchgoers used an extension cord to hogtie him, and they confiscated his weapons, which included two handguns. Multiple people were being treated and were transported to nearby hospitals. It's reported that there were 30 to 40 people inside the church during the incident. Please pray for the families of the victims lost this weekend, and pray for the recovery of those who were injured in these horrible attacks.